On a Monday, you're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for joining us. He is one of three lawmakers nationwide who was 19 when elected in November 2018. Kalen Haywood is a Democratic member of the Assembly. He represents Milwaukee neighborhoods stretching from downtown to West Capitol Drive. So what questions do you have for State Representative Kalen Haywood? Do you live in Milwaukee? What do you think State Representative Haywood should know? Are you a millennial or another young voter? Do you feel that your voice is represented at the state capitol? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative Haywood, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Looking back at your first year in office, what surprised you about this job of being a state representative?
I realized that it was way more than a full-time job, but it was definitely a great job that is very dynamic and definitely keeps you on your toes.
How is it way more than you thought it would be? You know, what is causing those long hours?
So, you know, I mean, the job is, a multi-point job. You have the job in the Capitol building in Madison and inside the legislature between committees and the floor days, but also as a public servant, you also have a duty that is outside the building. Make sure you stay involved in your district with your constituents and your residents and staying involved. The people often think about the job inside the building, but the outside the building job is just as important. And that job is not stop, whether it's a holiday, whether it's weekend, whether it's rain, sleet, or snow. You have your own call, essentially. So you got to be involved, got to stay engaged, and make sure you're helping out when you can. Even last week, right after it got done snowing, I was driving down the street from my house to one of my big meetings, and I saw my elderly resident. She was outside trying to show her driveway. I was like, you know what? This is not right. This should not be like this. So I did a U-turn, got out the car, and took a brief 25-minute intermission in my drive to my meeting and got out and showed over the driveway. So it's the little things that count, but that's a part of the job as well that people don't really think about when they think that you're a state representative.
Did she know that you are a state representative?
Oh, yeah. So I locked her door numerous times. She's been to many town halls. So I actually just saw her at a town hall meeting, I believe a week before that. So she was happy. She saw me when we talked briefly about catching up about what had happened. But also she was happy that I was able to come by and help because it was really cold and the snow was really heavy.
You entered office hoping to spend more time with people in Milwaukee, regardless of whether it's shoveling for them or not, and really less time at the Capitol than your predecessors. Have you been able to do that?
Yes, it's been great. Since day one of the campaign, since May 31st, 2018, from the campaign trail to now, I've gotten to meet so many people from all across Milwaukee, but also across the state of Wisconsin and even the country. I think that experience itself has really grown me as an individual, meeting new people, learning about them, different aspects, different perspectives, meeting folks I agree with on certain points and meeting folks I don't agree with. I believe that no matter age, gender, race, political stance, I believe there's always something we can learn from everyone, and that's what I've done. I've met many, many, many different people, and that has given me a diverse perspective on a lot of issues.
You've also visited correctional facilities around the state. What has that been like?
Yeah, it's been really eye-opening. You know, you go in and you travel the state, you go to some maximum facilities, some medium facilities, and also some minimum security level facilities. They're all different. However, when I get to go, I get to, one, talk to the staff, the warden and the staff at each facility that is interested in figuring out how their perspective on things, how they think that DOC is helping out, how they would, if they need, what this project is working. But also walking through the facility, and I mean literally the entire facility, I take the time to walk through the entire facility, and getting to talk to inmates. And, you know, hearing what inmates like, and hearing what they don't like. Here, what we need to change. I've seen definitely an uptick in inmate requests come to my office now after those trips. They send letters about problems they're having, and my office does everything we can to help out, whether they're from the district or they're not from the district. We will be able to obligation to help out, solve some of those issues. So definitely an eye-opener being in those facilities, talking to those inmates, and being able to be there to help. A lot those inmates are in those facilities, and they feel like no one's listening and no one's there to help. I think when we go in those facilities, me and my staff, and we talk to them, they get some level of hope.
What have you learned about the process of authoring bills and getting them through the Capitol?
I learned that the easiest part of that process is getting something drafted. That is not as easy as the drafting piece is easy. It's the introduction, it's the finding sponsors and co-authors, it's the getting it through committee, it's the getting it to the floor, and of course getting it passed in the assembly. So a lot of folks think that we can just draft bills all day, and we can, technically. We can technically get bills drafted, and they can be typed up and whatnot, but the legwork comes in with getting that bill from being a drafted bill to a bill with support, a bill that can get to the committee, a bill that can get to the floor in the assembly, and then through the Senate and get to the governor's desk. It's a very, very long process, and it truly takes time, but once you figure it out and once you get it done, it's a process that was definitely worth it.
We're talking with State Representative Kalen Haywood on the State Capitol Report. He represents downtown and northeast Milwaukee neighborhoods. Do you live or work in Milwaukee? What do you think lawmakers in Madison should be addressing right now? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Haywood, you are a first-term Democrat in the legislature, and this is a legislature controlled by Republicans. What has that experience been like as you, try to address bills and draft bills and work across the aisle?
There's definitely been a partisan divide in Madison. It's very real. We can't deny it. There's this whole D versus R piece. And a lot of times it's based on what you have behind your name. That's the real fight. But I have realized a couple things. One, most of the time on some of the important issues, we don't always disagree on the issue. So we all want our students to have the best education possible. We all want our residents to have jobs. We all want our residents to be safe. We don't disagree on those facts. It's really about how we accomplish that goal, making sure people are safe, people are educated, and also have jobs. This is about how we accomplish what we disagree on. But I realized that no matter if it's a D or R, just because of the difference of political party, we may disagree on, let's say, 80% of the things we talk about. But that 20% that we do agree on, that's what I try to focus on. So, it has been a little crazy with the partisan divide, but I have realized there are some great colleagues outside the aisle who talk with regularly and work with to actually get things done. And there are people who are willing to put the D and the R aside and actually get the work done for the people we represent. There's a good amount of folks who agree with putting people before politics. And I noticed that. I found that some of those individuals, I hope to find more. But those are the ones that I work with on both sides of the aisle to figure out how can we accomplish goals and get things done for the people that we represent.
One example might be the human trafficking bill working through the legislature. You've worked with Representative Amy Loudenbeck and State Senator Dale Coinga. How has that effort been?
Representative Loudenbeck and Senator Coinga have been a great help. So we're preparing to introduce the bill officially. The bill is focused on combating human trafficking. It's a real issue in the state of Wisconsin. And with Wisconsin targeted to get many, many major events, it makes Wisconsin an even bigger target for human trafficking. We're already a hub now, but it makes us a bigger target and makes us a possibility to be a bigger hub than we are now. So being more proactive to being reactive. We don't want to wait until that time happens to now take steps. So being more proactive, they've both been great. But Representative Loudenbeck definitely has been someone who's taught me new things about the human trafficking world and what I should know. And some suggestions we've had, she's been a great component to this bill. So they both have been great. The process has been great. I think this is an issue that most agree on. We don't want human trafficking to become a bigger issue than it is. It's about how we get it done. And I think the bill we were working on would get the lodging industry involved in getting them to do training with their employees in the lodging industry. So whether it be the front desk staff, the security staff, the cleaning staff, the upper management, getting them to do training with all their staff to, one, not only be aware of human trafficking, but also know what do you do once you see it. I know that even in my district, we have a problem. And before I ran, constituents would tell me, I had a constituent called named Martha Love. And Mrs. Love was like, Kalen, when you get in, we're going to have this talk about human trafficking. I said, Mrs. Love, we're going to do it. And now when I got in, I followed the state truth of my word, and we talked, and I did some training, and now things I would see before that, I now see differently. And I truly believe human trafficking is one of those things that, well, you can never be too sure if it's human trafficking or not, but definitely you're able to detect signs more once you have that training and that awareness before when you didn't.
Representative, you're a Democrat. Governor Evers is a fellow Democrat. Have you been working with the governor's administration on any issues this year?
Yes. Governor Evers, Hamilton, and Governor Barnes are great help. So the human trafficking piece is one of the things we're working on together. So human trafficking is one. I'm looking to possibly even get our Capitol interns paid. I think I would not be where I am today without my internships in high school. And I was a Capitol intern. So I believe that that's one thing I'm very important about. The governor has expressed interest in supporting. So I want to say one thing about this current administration. Between the governor's administration, where between the governor and lieutenant governor, but also the departments, they have been a great help when it comes to vetting out all these ideas and these bills. If the departments are going to get involved, I make sure to call them early on. Hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What are your thoughts? Let me know. How does this work? How does this make sense? So the departments are always a great support. They want to come into the district and do town halls with residents. A couple of the secretaries are my actual constituents. The departments are great. The administration is great. They're definitely a big help.
We're talking with Representative Kalen Haywood from Milwaukee. He is the youngest member of the state legislature and among the youngest lawmakers in the country. We're looking back at his first year in office. What questions do you have for him? Do you live or work in Milwaukee? What do you want your representative to know? Join in 800-642-1234. Representative Kalen Haywood, a reported fan of talk radio and Drake, we're delivering for him talk radio and Drake's hit One Dance. And Stay Cap continues in just a moment on the Ideas Network. OTOT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. I hope I was taking hold on me. Baby, I like your stuff. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democrat Kalen Haywood won the 16th district seat in the State Assembly in the 2018 midterms. At age 19, he defeated four rival candidates while studying business administration at Cardinal Stritch University. And he knew his public service dream was possible in fourth grade, watching President Obama's inauguration on TV at school. What do you want to know about Representative Haywood's first year in office? Are you a millennial or a young voter? Do you feel that your voice is being represented at the Capitol? Join in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. And Representative Haywood stays with us. Let's go to the phones now. Dorothy is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I'm calling because I'm a senior. I'm 81. I've always voted. And my concern now, from my point of view, is the lack of attention to us seniors, the care that we need to stay in our homes, the care that we need and transportation that we need back and forth to get to our appointments, the lack of the ability to get food so we can stay and eat in our homes. I don't see the attention that's being paid to this. It does seem to be geared toward the millennials and the middle, so-called school-age children.
Yeah, Dorothy.
Where does this come? Where does our aid
and being prioritized? Yeah. Thank you so much, Dorothy. Representative, Wisconsin has an aging population, and Dorothy's wondering, you know, what legislation will help people age in place with home health, transportation? How are we addressing older populations in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, Ms. Dorothy, thank you for being up this morning and calling in to the show and raising the question. I do agree with you. We do need to do a lot more when it comes to taking care of our senior population, or I like to call our are more wise individuals in our community. We do a lot more. Make sure that you all are able to be in your homes and be comfortable and have what you need, only not in your homes, but also be able to get back and forth to doctor appointments. For me, I have a couple senior homes in my district, and I make sure I get to those senior homes. Because I will be honest, I don't have an answer. So what I do is I go to the folks that do have an answer. I try to make the monthly meetings to the senior homes in my district and talk to my residents to figure out, what can I do for you? That's the question I ask. What do you need me to do? So I do believe that we need to do more. I'm going to make sure we can help support that part of the population, because you all need support too. I mean, you all made it possible for us to be where we are today. You helped pave the way. So I don't have the answer for what exactly we can do. I know Medicaid expansion is a thing we can do to make sure we make sure folks still have access to health, great quality health care. But on a day-to-day, I'm open to hear any ideas that you may have. And my office is always available to hear ideas we have. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make sure we take care of our seniors.
Yeah, legislatively, what are Democrats' priorities for older Wisconsinites?
I know for me personally, I think one part of my platform that speaks to the seniors in our community is safety. When I was out on the doors, I think safety was a big thing to have from literally everyone, but especially our seniors. My grandmother, even we my grandmother, I call one of my senior advisors. We talk almost 2-3 times a week. And I sit down and I talk with her about what I'm working on. What do you think we should do next? And she gives some great ideas, some great insight, a stern talking to when I need it. but I think safety is super important. There was one constituent I had. She was I think 74. And I was talking with her. I went to her house. She stays on 24th Street and Capitol Drive. And she still works to this day because she has to pay for her medication, and she works at Master Lock. But I was talking to her, and I actually started crying on the campaign trail because she reminded me of my grandmother. But two, one, she had to work still. That kind of made me sad that she had to work still just because she had to pay for medication that she could not afford if she were to retire. But two, the other sad fact was she told me that when she would come home from work, a house that she's owned for decades, she didn't feel safe sitting outside on her porch. Mm. She couldn't come home from a long day at work and sit outside on the porch in a neighborhood that she had invested in for so long. And she was a pivotal part of the neighborhood. And that bothered me, because if my grandmother told me she just didn't feel safe sitting outside on her porch, I would feel some type of way. I think that's for all our seniors. Make sure our seniors are safe. It's super important. So one of my things on my platform as a Democrat, I think making sure our seniors are safe and that we do whatever it takes to make sure that our streets are safe. I think that affects all age groups, but especially our seniors.
We're talking with Representative Kalen Haywood. He represents downtown and northeast Milwaukee neighborhoods. Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Representative, there's been this recent rise in carjacking and reckless driving, and it has authorities really concerned in Milwaukee. A city-county task force is considering whether to recommend stricter penalties. Do you support stricter penalties for carjackers or reckless drivers?
So when I was, way back in the day when I was a lot younger, younger than 20, I was on the City of Milwaukee Youth Council. And one of the things I took a stance against was reckless driving and car thefts. While I was on the youth council, we started a PSA campaign called hashtag No Free Rides. It came from the whole Uber idea. You get the first ride. It was, I think, $20 off. And a lot of folks were thinking they can steal a car. And because of some confusion with the MPD's pursuit policy, they thought it'd be a free ride. They would steal a car, joyride it, drop it off, and keep going. So I think that this has been an issue for decades, at least for years, at least. I'm pretty sure decades, but definitely for the last couple of years. And we have to take a holistic approach at it. I believe that we need some things when it comes to enforcement, but I also believe that it's not just penalties. It's also reaching out to these young people that are still in the cars and who are reckless driving, figure out why they're doing it, one. And then two, how can we help between community building and resources and support? How can we help change this narrative? This has become a cultural norm for a lot of younger people. This is a generational thing, I believe, that we're doing right now. I think it's happened for decades. This is now, many people today, this has become a cultural norm. It's become the cool thing to do. And we have to work on shifting that cultural norm. That's something that penalties won't do. We have to work on boots on the ground work, connecting and relationship building with young people to change the narrative of what's cool. So I think that's why changing the narrative is super important about what we should be doing, and I think that's super important.
You represent part of the zip code 53206. That's the Milwaukee zip code that's infamous for its high incarceration rate. What could state lawmakers be doing to help this zip code, to help 53206?
I think the one thing, kind of back to your last question, doing more than just penalties. We have to make sure we work on one, I think, looking at a holistic approach, education. Whether it be K through 12 education, making sure that our students are educated, also our community. We're not knocking on doors. The lack of information that was delivered to the community was very present. So educating folks about what's happening. Jobs are super important. And in 53206, I have residents who are working two or three jobs, and they're working those two or three jobs to save up money and buy their nice new car they saw on TV. No, they're working those jobs to make ends meet. And if that car they do have, which is not in the best shape, happens to get a flat tire, a new tire, they might miss an important bill that month, whether it be the rent, the lights, they might miss a meal. And I think that's unacceptable for anyone to have to live that way. I think we have to do better to make sure we deliver family-sustaining jobs. And also housing is super important, I believe. Making sure that people have quality, affordable housing. I believe we are proud of our environment. If I come outside every morning and I see green grass, beautiful homes, as a toddler, as a school-age kid, as an adult, as a senior, I think it affects us unconsciously of how we're going to operate today. It puts us in a certain headspace. In 53206, we have areas in the zip code where you can't go on a block and not find a boarded-up house or a vacant house on the block or empty field. We got to change that. We got to ensure people have that quality housing. I think it's super important. So I think between housing, jobs, and especially education, I think we can see some things change around. And that's something that government can do.
Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Kalen Haywood is a Democratic member of the State Assembly. He represents Milwaukee neighborhoods stretching from downtown to West Capitol Drive. Just ahead, we discuss the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. as this day commemorates his life and work. Plus, it's the 100th anniversary of the ACLU. We talk with the head of the ACLU of Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.